2 months ago, DMEA filed a petition with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Well, what we're asking FERC to rule on is to declare Tri-State a public utility, which would allow us then to enter into agreements with qualifying facilities.
That's DMEA CEO Jason Bronick. He gave a presentation at the Energy Cooperative's member forum Tuesday night in Paonia. Bronick says that right now, DMEA can only purchase 5% of its energy from providers other than Tri-State, an association that provides electric power to cooperatives in 4 states. However, DMEA might have found a way to get around that requirement.
Tri-State has currently bought out of all of their government debt with the rural utility services. Between the fact that they do not have any government debt and that they sell more than 400 million kilowatt hours under the rules, we feel that they are now a public utility that's jurisdictional by FERC.
Bronick says if FERC rules in DMEA's favor, the utility provider will be able to purchase more locally produced renewable energy. Tom Stevens, a DMEA customer, supports this effort.
For the good of the community, the membership, and just the environment, it's the thing to do.
The decision from FERC could come any day now. Additionally, broadband was another focus of the meeting. DMEA Chief Operating Manager Steve Matheny gave a presentation on the cooperative, potentially providing internet to its service area.
We have a lot of data that goes back and forth between our headquarters and our substations and our related facilities. We've replaced some of those lease lines with fiber optic cable. And with that fiber optic cable, we think that there's some additional capacity that we have that could be used by the community.
Matheny says DMEA has hired a consulting firm to help it analyze what it would take for the cooperative to provide internet. Annette Chozik with the Delta County Library System hopes to see this happen.
Right now, we're having to pay a very high rate to have as high a speed broadband as we have in our libraries, but this will greatly expand our ability to serve our patrons and to do our business.
According to DMEA membership survey results presented at the meeting, nearly 90% of polled customers say high-speed internet is an important quality of life factor, and over half say they'd be interested in signing up for DMEA internet. Cooperative officials say they hope to hold membership forums like this one quarterly. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.